A strong women's ministry is going to be based in God's word, and it's going to be supporting the church's vision with a purpose that uses their uniqueness as women to reach and minister to other women in the community and in the church. The ministry needs to establish its connection, though, to the church's vision, and we do that by communicating with the church leadership. And once we have a clear understanding of their vision, we can then discuss as a ministry team the ways that we can support that vision. But before we take that first step, we really need to bathe the ministry in prayer. Praying over our ministries connects us to God. It helps us focus on His desires for the ministry over our own, and it softens our hearts towards the greater purpose. Praying puts us on God's team, working with Him and those He has called us to work with, versus depending on our own talents and abilities. When Peter and Andrew were fishing all night, they caught nothing. Yet when Jesus entered the scene and they followed His instructions, they caught so many fish that the nets were nearly broken. We can work very hard and still be ineffective. Jesus will point us in the direction of where to cast our nets and where to put our energy. In the book of Nehemiah, God called Nehemiah to return home to Jerusalem and rebuild the city that had been destroyed. There were 4 months between when God laid it on Nehemiah's heart and when he was actually instructed to go. And during those 4 months, Nehemiah prayed. He needed to be spiritually and emotionally prepared for the task at hand. But Nehemiah didn't work alone. He had a plan. He trained the people, instructed and corrected. Nehemiah isn't just a great example of how to build a city, but also how to build a great ministry. God called. Nehemiah prayed. Once there, Nehemiah's prayers didn't cease. Prayer is not just the foundation on what we build our team, but it's the mortar that keeps it together. We're going to discuss building a team from scratch later, but for now, for this process, we're going to assume that you have some sort of an existing ministry in place. So after we've prayed over the ministry, met with the pastor and the church leadership to clarify their vision, we can then begin to define our call as a ministry, and we do this by establishing our own mission statement for the women's ministry. So we're going to refer back to that church mission statement and action points from our previous segment. The church stated, "Our mission statement is to connect people to the life-changing power of Jesus Christ." Their action points were to connect people to Christ, connect people to the church, and connect people to the community. The women's ministry at this church adapted the church's mission statement into their own. So their mission statement reads that our purpose is to connect women to the life-changing power of Jesus Christ by connecting women to Christ, connecting women to the church, and to the community. A simple word swap of people to women didn't take a lot of thought. The difference lies, though, in the methods that they're going to get to make those connections. The church itself will be looking for ways to connect in a broader sense, and so they're looking to the community as a whole, men and women, married and single, parents, empty nesters, kids, youth, college-aged, and retirees. But the women's ministry is going to be able to focus more on events and activities and studies that are going to appeal to and are specific to women. Some ministries, instead of a mission statement, will select a Bible verse that they feel best encompasses the vision of their ministry. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Hebrews 10:24-25. This is a great example for a ministry that has a vision of encouragement and community. Another, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Galatians 6:9. Galatians might be a good choice for a women's ministry that's invested in missions or evangelism. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Matthew 6:33. Matthew 6:33 would be appropriate for a women's ministry that is focused on seeking God's will above all other things. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. John 15:5. Now John 15:5 would be used in a ministry that wants to remind itself to stay focused on Jesus. See, mission statements or scripture verses, they don't necessarily have to represent the vision of the ministry, but they could also serve as reminders, like John 15:5, of why we're doing ministry in the first place. But the whole point of having a mission statement or pieces of scripture is to use it as a tool to keep the ministry focused on track with the larger vision of the church. If every event, opportunity, or study is weighed against the mission statement or selected scripture, you can determine if it's a right fit for your ministry or if your mission statement and the ministry team is in support of the church, you are in essence weeding out the activities that don't support that vision. There are so many things we can do as a ministry, and we can easily get caught up in trying to do them all. But everything may seem like a good idea or fun, but if it isn't going to support the vision of the church, your time could be better spent. Everything that is good is not always beneficial. A mission statement, according to Sharon James, encapsulates in just a few words or sentences the purpose of the women's ministry. It answers the question, what are we doing and why are we doing it? A mission statement will clarify your goals, your purpose, and your direction. It's going to be short and concise and compact. It's a declaration of what you hope to accomplish. It's the compass for the ministry, and so it should be reviewed occasionally for course correction or to chart even a new journey. Examples of some mission statements, again, the purpose of our women's ministry is to provide opportunities, equipping, and encouragement for all the women of our church to grow toward maturity in Christ through worship, study, service, fellowship, and evangelism. Women's Ministries is committed to equipping women to know God and glorify Him in our home, church, community, and the world. If the mission statement is too long, too wordy, or too complex, or even too vague, it becomes entirely ineffective. You can't measure against it if you can't remember it. You can't measure against it if you're not even sure what it means. And you certainly can't measure against it if it's too vague and too open to interpretation. Clear, to the point, easily explained, easily understood, easily remembered. According to Dan Sutherland, the author of Transitioning, Leading Your Church Through Change, mission statements are a great way to help a transition of a ministry because it makes the vision and purpose clear to those who are navigating those waters of change. There are two ways to handle coming up with the mission statement. Now, the first is that the women's ministry leader and church staff just adopt the mission statement themselves. That might mean that your women's ministry leader comes in and just presents it to the whole team. It might be that she goes to the pastor and the pastor writes it up and gives it to her. But instead of it being a team effort, one or two people are involved with the shaping of that mission statement. The second way is that the ministry team develops the mission statement together or identifies the scripture together. Now, there are times where you may want to combine the two. Perhaps the team comes up with some choices, but it's left up to the church leadership to pick the one that they feel best fits with that overall vision of the church. To begin the process of developing the mission statement, and a tool that you might want to use in other facets of the ministry, you want to bring your team together for what's pretty much known as a brainstorming session. And from the book, Building an Effective Women's Ministry, Sharon James has a great suggestion for running a brainstorming session. And I'm just going to recap them here. The first is that we're going to pray over the meeting and that God will bring forward the mission statement that will guide the team in fulfilling His purposes for the ministry. Two, if there's not a designated ministry leader, pick somebody who's going to facilitate the discussion, who records those ideas and keeps the meeting on track. Three, record all suggestions. Use a whiteboard or a flip chart so that everybody can view the suggestions. Four, involve many members of the team, as many as possible, that the facilitator may even want to ask people specifically by name to share their ideas or just shout out suggestions, but involve everyone. Five, remind everyone that this is just a brainstorming session, nothing is a bad idea, and one idea will often inspire more ideas. And the leader should be paying attention to see if some word or idea or phrase keeps being repeated. That's a pretty good sign. Six, start by asking the question, what are the needs of the women in our church and community? Seven, after you have the above answers, start narrowing that list down by themes or categories. For example, Bible studies, book studies, beginner classes, etc., could all be grouped as educating or equipping. After you get to this point, narrow the list down some more by crossing out anything that doesn't mesh with the church's vision or mission. And just because you crossed an idea off the mission statement list, it doesn't mean that it's not important or that you won't ever address it in some capacity. But instead, crossing it off means that it isn't top priority for the ministry at this time. Chances are you have someone who's on your team who is a great writer. This is a good opportunity to then hand that narrow down list over to her and let her come up with a mission statement, just a few sentences. If you don't, check and see if there's somebody within your church body who's gifted in writing. This might be perfect for them. Or ask every woman on the team to come up with their own mission statement and email the list to you. There may be one that stands out from the rest as exceptional, or you might want to combine parts of several good ideas into one great statement. But after the mission statement is completed and this team stands in agreement, bring it to the church leadership for final approval. This would be your pastor or elder or a deacon that oversees the women's ministry in your church. In some cases, this might be your pastor's wife. Once you have approval from the church, you are then ready to break that mission statement down into those action steps that will eventually become your women's ministry program.